Eliza, I'm absolutely overwhelmed by the generosity of people. And the other part of it is, too, is that most of the donations also include some good wishes or support. So it's really amazing to, you know, people have said sort of hang in there and, you know, it'll be over and look after them and whatever. Some donations have been quite large and some small, but everyone is so welcome. It's what I need now. I wasn't game to sort of put down a really large amount because I didn't want to be greedy, but with this extra money that's arrived, I'll be able to give the cattle some loosened hay to strengthen them up so that I can fast-track their recovery somewhat. When the rains do come, the cattle hopefully will be strong enough to handle any big storms, because if they've got 6 or 7 inches of rain now, frankly, a lot of the cattle would struggle to cope.
What were the factors and circumstances that led you to this quite dire situation?
There are some bank issues that I really can't talk about at the moment too much. I've sort of been borrowing money from friends and relatives, and I just got to the stage where I've you know, worn out my welcome, and I could not pay for the lick that the cattle required. And the sort of same time that ran out was the same time as all the little calves were turning up, so it sort of was going to be a double disaster. The drought's been going on for a long time, so they've sold cattle like we did in early 2013. And the prices then were absolutely mournful because they were still affected by the live export ban.
If, as a grazier, you are having to ask the public for help to financially support you, how viable does that make your business into the longer term?
In our position, to do with the financial difficulties, there was things there that were beyond our control that happened. We actually had purchased the property on Cape York so that next time a drought came, we could shift our cattle up to where there was grass and... you know, we'd been proactive in managing drought in that respect. So we'd done that, and then because of these other factors, we were then unable to send the cattle up there and do our sort of drought mitigation. So it's something that I won't go into in detail, but it's to do with our financier and financial problem. We still have the property up there and it has green grass. So if I can get these cattle through and there are other issues resolved, well... we will be viable.